Hello and welcome or welcome back. I am James Giffins.
And I am Malcolm Childs. And this here is the Just Making Conversation podcast.
From chipping fluid to gripping fluid, we are going to just be making conversation.
Remember, there are other podcasts that you can listen to.
Plastic Model Mojo.
And the Scale Model Podcast.
Plastic Posse Podcast.
And On the Bench.
Model Geeks.
And the Sprue Cutters Union.
Or Small Subjects.
Also, Built Sideways.
Maybe Model Bike Go Pardon.
Try the Micro Machines Podcast.
Or maybe Am Show Podcast.
And the Modelling and Sanity Podcast. Head to modelpodcasts.com for all of the links.
If you've enjoyed all the balls and whistles in this episode, you can leave your support in two ways. Leave a five-star review somewhere useful. Or contribute with coins. Visit paypal.me/podcastjmc for a one-time donation. Or if you're feeling full of the Christmas spirit, you could always do a monthly donation. Check out patreon.com/justmakingconversation. It's as easy as Christmas pudding.
It's Christmas. In this episode, we will be just...
No?
It's Christmas!
That's how you should do it.
Okie dokie. It's Christmas. In this episode, we will be just making conversation while we deck the studio with boughs of holly as well, and discuss the seasonal joy of giving.
But wait, there's more. Not only are we sharing our gifts with you, but we'll be reflecting on the year that has passed and just what moments got our baubles in a twist.
That makes frankincense now. The spirit of Christmas is all about sharing and caring. So we have picked up five gifts for each other and hope it brings you some late inspiration to help you spend that Christmas money on your loved ones.
We're sat here with our, I've got an elf uniform on, obviously, and Father Christmas over there is all eating the mince pies.
You've got a white beard.
Well, that's true.
You're way Father Christmassy than me.
Well, that's true, yeah. I just don't look good in red. Let me stop fiddling with that, because that's going to come through the mic and annoy the crap out of you. Sorry about that.
What are you fiddling with?
I was fiddling with my pouch. Well, you did ask, in fairness.
Oh, it's Skippy.
What's that? Johnny's falling down the well. So we're obviously sitting here with our a selection of different hobnobs, chocolate or otherwise. Some Simonum ones over there out of the way, because Malcolm doesn't like those.
Yeah, they are pushed towards you, that end of the table. I have the orange and lemon slices. Yeah, you know, the little candied ones you get.
Oh, yes. My grandmother used to give that to my mum every year, and she hated her for it, along with the chocolate orange.
And selection of nuts. Actually, do you know what? I've got a bit of a sad tale about nuts.
Cue music.
As you know, we're quite fans of the walnut on this podcast. We promote the walnut, talk about the walnut. We did good things for the walnut industry.
We did. We were nuts about it.
We were not launded. Launded? Launded? No. We were not lauded, were we?
No.
We didn't get contact from the walnut industry to say thank you or anything, but we still went ahead. My wife, bless her, went to Tesco's, bought some walnuts and hazelnuts, Brazil nuts, pecans, and a little selection pack, you know, a little tiny one. Mm-hmm. I guess the price of nuts has gone up because it was the smallest little pouch of nuts you'd ever seen. And our nut bowl is quite big, so there's little tiny nuts in the big bowl, but anyway, it's fine. So we found the nutcracker at the bottom of the cutlery drawer, set them out, you know, part of the Christmas feast. My daughter was cracking away. She said, oh, this one's damp, Dad. This one's damp.
This is story about damp nuts.
Yep.
Okay.
What have you spilt something on it? She says, no, it's all damp. Look, squidgy. And she lifted it up. She was, like, really soft. And I was like, oh, okay, man, that's probably a bad one. And she's carrying cracking nuts, and she said, this one doesn't taste very good. It's black inside. I was like, don't eat that, then. The next one she had, guess what's in it? A maggot.
Oh, no!
Inside the nut.
Oh, that's just wrong.
So the whole lot had to go. She needed some serious counselling.
Did you explain to her it's extra protein? It's okay.
That did not go down very well. I didn't explain that it's worse to have half a maggot at all, because that would not go down very well. And probably would have come back up again. So we've got no nuts in the house currently.
Breaking news. So do you mean to tell me that you have managed to use all of your walnuts that you bought and invested in?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Long time ago.
Oh.
Yeah. Walnuts. So 2022.
Oh, yeah. No, it was so last year. You're right, but...
We had walnut cake, walnut for breakfast. We have walnut cheese. We had walnuts under a pillow, walnut jelly, fried walnuts, boiled walnuts, walnuts on toast, walnut sandwiches, roasted walnuts, air-fried walnuts.
Air-fried now. Well, that's healthy.
I could go on.
No, please don't. We're going to go through some gifts in a minute or two. But one thing I wanted to ask you is, what is on your bench? What's going to be the last thing on your bench for 23?
Ooh, it's interesting. We haven't talked about what's on our bench for a little while.
No.
No. Currently, on my bench, if I reach across to this other side here, is one of these.
Ooh.
747, 144 scale, Revell piece of shit kit. It's absolute f***ing garbage. F*** Revell. It's shit.
Other makes are available. Jesus. Oh, please leave that in.
It's been a terrible waste of my time. It's been primed, built, sanded, sanded again, primed, sanded again, filled, sanded, base coated, sanded again, then filled again, and base coated again. And now I just need to take the masking tape off the bottom and add the grey. I've also done, hang on, I'm just going to reach over. I've also done the wings. Both wings are done using extreme metals, which is beautiful. So the wings.
Ooh.
So that's going to look lovely. And then it's going to have the space shuttle on top, which is just here. And that has also been painted white and gone through the same amount of processes that the 747 has. It's been masked up as black. So I'll just need to mask and tape, and that'll be black. And then I'll put the decals on, and that'll be done. Then that's going to sit on top of the shuttle. Then it'll sit on top of the base, which is over here.
Oh, lovely.
And that's done.
I like your stripes. They're nice.
Yeah, I'm really happy with that. When the guy cut the grass, it just went up and down, up and down. But what he did, when he cut the grass up and down, he went exactly parallel to the frame.
Mm.
Funny, when I did it, I designed it, and I was like, I don't want it to have straight lines, you know, because I've read Shep Payne book. You don't put straight lines on.
No.
So I did the main runway in that kind of funny angle, right?
Yeah.
But the actual angle of that runway is straight off. This one is that angle. So I've ended up making it straight accidentally.
No, I think that's a clever visual effect. I got to be honest.
Well, I don't know. So they're straight on the frame. So that's annoying. But hey, you know, whatever. So that's great. I really enjoyed doing that base. And all the little people I've painted up. I've painted up the aircraft stairs. They're here.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, they're done. And I've scratch built some extra little bits on it. And I've also done the little trolley. That's done. I ordered the tractor, but the tractor is a little bit the wrong scale. So that's the trolley and that's the tractor. So cute.
Is that like a perception thing that you're going to achieve as well on the diorama then?
Do you mean perspective?
That's the way it is, a perceptive, yes.
That word. No, that wasn't the plan. They've sent me the wrong one. They're sending me the new one, and I'm going to keep that for another diorama another day. That's going to go back on the shelf. I will get a tractor that will drag that one around. And that'll be painted light blue, like the rest of them. And then I've got my little safety barriers. I think I've shown you those before.
You have, yeah.
Yeah, safety barriers. And those are going to go around the outside edges of the base. So only the corners are going to have people in them. And hopefully I can fill that corner with people. So it looks like there's a lot of people there, or at least in that corner. And then the rest of it will be aeroplane.
Nice.
I've loved doing the base. I've loved doing the people. I love doing the little vehicles and stuff. But I can't find any joy yet in doing the shuttle or the 747. And it's just those large, flat areas of clean white and light grey that I find really boring. And that's, for me, that's not fun.
No.
Because I can't weather it. Brand new spanking thing. It's nice and clean. It's on show. You know, it's supposed to be clean and that. And it's so difficult to make it look clean. That's probably why I like weathering. Much easier than make it look clean. It is. But anyway, it's getting there. But I will get it done.
Good. Well, I think you're making a cracking job of it, I've got to be honest.
So you're looking at it on a small screen through a low-resolution camera a long way away, so it probably looks really good.
Oh, it looks amazing. If I look through my special binoculars and see it straight on the desk, it just looks so real. Oh, there you go. Well done, you.
Thank you. Still, what am I doing on the bench? Actually, it's probably going to be a good idea to talk about that bench. This one. So I'm going to be on telly.
Oh, what? Really?
Yeah, you knew that.
Oh, yeah, I did, but I was just doing it for dramatic effect.
Oh, sorry. Try again. So I'm going to be on telly.
I know. Oh, God, yeah. How many times have I got to talk about this? Go on.
Here we go again. As a thank you for the work I do with M4H for the last 6 years or so, I have been given a workbench, nice wooden one that goes up and down, and it's lovely. It's really, really cool. And it was filmed when I was given it, and the guy was filmed making it as well. So it'll be on a UK TV channel called Quest. It's a show called The Woodland Workshop. The series starts in January. I'm not exactly sure what day that it'll be on. Go and see. Go and watch it.
Looking forward to watching it.
Yeah, yeah. Bibi, be on telly.
I was very glad that I was slightly involved in it, i.e. someone phoned me up and said, what should we do? And the choices that were made and all the rest of it and the way it was done looks really great. And you deserve it.
Thank you. No, I love it. 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 I love it.
Why we made sure it had the up and down effect on it. It meant you could actually take a cup of tea into the shed and higher the table so there was less distance between your mouth and the cup.
The thing is, though, if I have things hanging from the shelves, like I have the camera and the light, I have to make sure as it goes up that everything is clear.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like clear the back, clear the left, clear the right, up we go. It's like I need a, you know, when you move a lorry backwards and someone has to wave at the back so they don't go any further. I need one of them.
You need someone in a high vis with some lolly sticks.
I do. High vis lolly sticks.
Yeah.
Or cotton buds, that's what I've got here. Also got some lovely good news as well.
What's that?
So this news you don't know.
I don't.
Next Thursday, I am going to Radio 4 in the new broadcasting house in London, and I'm going to be talking to James May and Al Murray about model making.
Wow.
What's happening is the Today programme are doing guest editors.
Right.
And James May is one of the guest editors, and he wants to talk about hobbies, and they're fun, and they're great, and they're awesome. And so I've been invited up there.
Wow.
Friends who know him and recommended me, I got an invite.
Wow.
Listen out for that. That's 27th of December.
I'm speechless.
I hopefully won't be.
Once you put those headphones on, you'll just think you're talking to me. It'd be fine.
I won't have headphones on. I'll be actually modelling.
What?
It's going to be like a hobby fair.
Oh, wow.
It's like a hobby amnesty. It's like a hobby safe zone. If you like, we can come and talk about your hobbies and we'll celebrate them. And I'm there, I'm going to talk about Models for Heroes and obviously the recent research that came out. That'll be fun.
Are they putting a red carpet out for you?
I hope so.
So that means there'll be barriers and all that.
How am I going to get out from the limousine to the building? How am I going to get from there to there without a red carpet?
Yeah.
I have asked for only blue M&Ms as well. And I've asked them to take out all of the W's. And that is what's on my bench. What's on your bench? What's going on your end? What's going on up your avenue?
I know you want to cue that music up.
Which one?
It's for the Musaru update.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Go on then. Ready? Right, press the button then.
Oh, sorry.
You gotta press the button, and then that will.
Oh, there we go. The Musaru. Okay, what button is it? Oh, that one.
Moose Roo Cup.
Let's talk about the Moose Roo Cup. Boom.
Woo-hoo. Well, I'm glad you forced me to press the button because the update is the same as last week, which there isn't one.
Oh, man. Why?
Because I've been playing with the Airfix 148 Sea King.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Okay, well, at least you have been doing some modelling. So that's...
I had a choice. I could start a new project or I could tackle the Moose Roo build, and the new project just sung to me a lot more. So... yeah, so I've been busy playing with that.
How's it going?
The kit is lovely. I have to say, literally within the first three or four steps, everything fits together as if it's one of their starter kits. It's just sublime.
What was it like attaching the piss tube?
I need to talk to you about the piss tube.
Okay.
Because I remembered what the top looked like, but I can't remember what the actual tube looked like in colour.
What, inside?
I can't. No, not inside. That would just be wrong. I've looked for my reference pictures, but I can't find them, and I don't know why.
Do you want me to send you a picture of my piss tubes?
Basically, yes. Because I need to get the colouring right.
My personal one?
No, not the pink one, the other one. You send me a dick picture. Honestly, there's going to be trouble. The legal department are going to be talked to HR, and it's going to be all go wrong. Anyway.
I've already sent you one. You thought it was a naked mole rat.
If I get the camera at correct angle, I am struggling with angles. You can see my piss tube. There it is. It's quite high. I managed to get it quite high. Yeah. Which, to be honest, is a little bit like the opposite of me, isn't it? Let's be honest.
You get lost in there.
So anyway, I'm showing Malcolm. Configuration of the interior is not to instructions.
Yes.
I wonder why that could be. And the reason I've gone well out of my way to make sure.
We got an REF one.
Taken lots of reference off the internet for it, which I don't normally do. Mm-hmm. And it looks very nice.
Yeah.
This is the soundproofing.
Mm-hmm. Yep, soundproofing, yep.
What I've done is I wasn't happy with the interior, and I have put my own soundproofing in using Milliput. Now, there will be people out there going, well, it's not to scale. And like, yeah, I am appreciative of that. It's quite possible it's not. But that's my representation and that's what I'm doing. So I've been playing with that and thoroughly enjoying the kit. So pleased, actually, that I didn't rush to do it when we were given it at the last time we were with Airfix.
Okay.
Because I wouldn't have done what I'm doing. So,
right.
Yeah.
Good point.
It's not disappointing because I know why Airfix have not done it, but there are no belts. Molded or otherwise for the seats. So I'm going to have to do some belts. I don't know how many I'm going to do, but...
Easy peasy.
Yeah, it's easily done. I can buy the aftermarket, but I don't see the point of spending all but 20 quid for a few belts that I can make.
Masking tape, done. You're not going to see inside anyway.
I know.
Or are you going to have the door open?
Back door will be open, yeah. And the front door.
Oh, okay. So yeah, okay. Very cool. So that's the reason you haven't done the Moose Roo, because you're doing the Sea King, which I think is a...
Yes. I did actually bring the box up onto the side. So the Moose Roo build may well be done during the Christmas period.
Mm.
Because I need to get it done, but I want to get it done out of the way. So
over Christmas, I'm doing a couple of shows. So between those, if you wanted to, grab a couple of hours, we can do like a pop-up live.
We'll see what the calendar gives us.
Watch this space. So there you go. There's our benches updates and the Moose Roo updates.
Indeed.
Have we had any comments?
Yeah, kick it off by all means.
Interesting modelling company. Talking about David Harris's interview we did and his 3D printing, which is Jonathan Mock at Al, said, saw these figures at NAILC BMSS this other week, which was the Bugle Call show we went to. They look amazing. Wish I'd bought some now. Absolutely, they do.
Mm.
A lot of people have been cooing over these photographs that we put up.
Mm.
Hopefully bring a lot more people to his door.
Mark Ewan has said, interesting if it does US World War II soldiers, as I need one to stand next to my Jeep. That's in 1/16.
Who? Who's that?
Mark Ewan. Don't know.
Never heard of him.
No.
Mm.
Does he do model making?
Probably not.
Okay.
Frank Little says, another great pod, guys. Thank you very much, Frank. Very kind of you.
Thank you. Mossix 510 models has said, I want to see the video.
Yeah. Do you know that was in reference to?
I do, yes. I didn't at the time when I read the message because I'm like, go to YouTube, it's quite easy. But it was actually in relation to your cat.
He videoed the podcast of me saying about the cat, its arse in my face. And said, I want to see the video.
And we don't want the RSPCA viewing it either. So
the cat put its ass in my face. It wasn't the other way around. That would be worse.
HR was informed that the clipboard lady is saying, yeah, no, let's move on. It's okay. It's all been dealt with. It won't happen again.
I've had the early morning meeting.
Yeah.
So that's bad then. Okay. I see. Now I know. It wasn't in the contract. Be more specific. Nick Milson says, laugh, I nearly cried. Poor toilet having to be put up with you, James, sat on it. But then you did give it counselling. Oh, he was talking about the toilet story, wasn't he?
He was, yeah. Yeah.
Thanks, Mick.
As we said in the last episode, we're not allowed to talk about it due to the injunction, etc. So anyway, Gary Morris was up next. He said, a great episode today. It has made me rethink about getting a 3D printer. Off now to lick his pig.
So he knows what it is.
Mm, but he would do. He was a pig licker. That was his trade.
Chief of the pig lickings.
I don't know if he was an officer. I've just upset all the chiefs out there that aren't officers. Do you know that? Just I have.
Yeah, and all the pigs.
Mm.
Shritty Bear says, what an episode. Printed the whole Dragon Wagon trailer and all. He did indeed. Bloody brilliant. Have a look at
the pictures. And a few people are asking about how much that would cost because they're very interested in getting it.
Yeah. Mm. A lot of money.
Yes. Justin Ryan says, just picked up the variety box because you guys are always talking about biscuits. And this was a picture of a variety box of Hobnobs. Good choice.
Oh, I didn't see that. Is that new? Is that new?
That is, yeah.
Bom, bom, bom. I'm going to have to go and check that out. British Biscuits Variety Pack comes with 5 McVitie's assorted favourites, including 3
what?
Digestives.
Whoa, hang on a minute. I looked at that picture and I thought it was Hobnobs.
Stand down.
Oh, okay. Oh.
British Biscuits Variety Pack comes with 5 McVitie's assorted favourites, including 3 digestive biscuits, milk chocolate Hobnobs, ginger nuts for 40 of your American dollars.
Yeah. Digestive is bad choice.
Well, hey, listen. You need to have a frame of reference when it comes to Hobnobs. You can't just go, oh, I only eat Hobnobs, because otherwise you won't know what other biscuits are like, you know?
That's true. And in all fairness, they've gone for the creme de la creme with a chocolate-covered Hobnob. So they've elevated the opportunity to go, well, I don't like those. Everybody has to love a ginger, otherwise they get upset. And the chocolate Hobnob. So
to be fair, chocolate Hobnobs will be in the middle and the other biscuits only in the box as packing material.
Oh, that's true. Yes, I hadn't thought of that.
Oh, and it says the occasion this is for is a wedding, anniversary, or birthday.
Oh.
Not just the occasion I eat Hobnobs is that the sun's up. Great. Cool. Thank you, Justin.
Thank you, everybody, for writing in and interacting. The interaction has actually increased quite a lot of late.
Yeah.
And I think, if I'm honest, I think it's because people think they're going to get Hobnobs sent to them. But
oh, yeah. Good luck with that one.
Hey ho, keep going. We are working on a supplier of Hobnobs. However,
stop it
in the new year.
Stop it! No, do it.
Throw them up under the bus here.
Put the brakes on
in the new year. No, we are
middle pedal
in the new year. We are going to add something. We're going to add something to the Patreon page where you earn Hobnobs.
We're not. You are.
That's a good idea, right?
If you do it, it is.
All right, then.
So know what you like. With every subscription, you get a free Hobnob. Oh, that's a good idea, yeah. But I'm not going to do it.
All I'm here to do is to make up the numbers and light the blue paper. That's why the clipboard lady's always with me.
Yeah, that's true. I don't have a clipboard lady here.
No. No, because they trust you. That's what it is.
Maybe I sent the clipboard lady to you.
In your high position of producer, that wouldn't surprise me.
That's right. I delegated. Keep him in check with the clipboard. And if he goes too far out of piste, smack him over the head with it.
Yeah, yeah. Should we crack on to one of the main events?
So we need to start the jingle bells and the Christmas music. Now we're on YouTube. We have to be very, very careful.
Christmas is here. We hope you're all sat around the tree and looking at all the, admiring all the large boxes of presents that you're getting. And the children have a lovely time. Granny and Grandma are over there and still awake.
What day is this going out?
This goes out on the 24th or 5th.
Nobody's going to listen to us on Christmas Day.
What?
No, they won't. They'll be too busy.
Well, if you're listening to this not on Christmas Day, where were you? Because we were there.
If you are listening on Christmas Day, Merry Christmas to you.
Would you like to go first? Would you like me to hand you one of these boxes, or would you like to hand me a box?
We have done this the last three seasons. We do a Christmas episode, don't we, where we will give each other gifts, and they will be poignant and thoughtful and considerate to the other person. And then we have a little chat about them, and we talk about the year as well, which I can pass this gift to you. This is my first one.
Wow. Oh, now then. Whoa.
What have you unwrapped?
I have unwrapped. What have I unwrapped? It is an award. It says a personalised engraved Huntington Silver Cup Award.
Yes. It's a trophy. And the trophy is for you. It is Employee of the Year.
Oh, right. Cool. Oh, that's not very nice.
And it's for me to say, well done for everything you've done in Sprubox and worked so hard for this year. Because you've put your pedal to the metal, you've worked your fingers to the bone, you've worked your ass off, sweated blood, sweat and tears to get Sprubox going, and it's done really, really well. And I wanted to say well done and congratulations.
Aww.
And also, it's nice to have you back at the bench modelling again.
Yes.
Employee of the Month Award for Sprubox, being the only employee.
There is a team behind me, remember.
Oh, sure. You know what they say, behind every good employee is a huge team of people who put you there.
Yes, well, I'm not brave enough to call my wife huge. But, she's been there all the way. And just so you know, while we're recording this, Michael has just spat his drink out all over the table and down his T-shirt. thank you, Malcolm. That's very nice of you.
Well done. There you go. Merry Christmas.
Indeed. Thank you very much. I'm going to send you this in your show notes and tell me what you've got.
I'm looking at a Book Nook miniature kit, which is a DIY dollhouse book nook for your bookshelf. You can insert
You can insert it into a decorative alley.
Yes, it's a DIY miniature house kit with furniture and LED light. Creative gift for birthdays. Only birthdays. Oh, Jesus' birthday. There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. So it's a book nook. Wow, that's cool. It's all pre-painted.
Yep.
It's all wood. There's stuff on the... Oh, book nooks are like the little things where if you have gaps on your bookshelves, you can put something in it, which is great. I don't have any gaps on my bookshelves. But thank you. That's nice. It's like got like a clock on it and a door and a window and it's like a little library thing.
It's actually a workbench.
Is it?
It's a workbench library.
Oh, it is. And that little bench looks like mine.
Yep.
Well, that's lucky. Did you choose that one because it looks like my way? Of course you did. Yes.
Did, yeah. I took a lot of effort and time over this.
That's really cool. If you look at the one seventh picture down, fingertip creation, endless fun, says. That's my little bench.
That is.
That's really good. We should make some of these, you know. We should.
Yep.
But they're not cheap, though, are they? This one's 40 quid.
Wow, it's just because I love you that much.
We had one of the book knocks on the Models for Heroes table. One of our volunteers, Lisa, made it. And it was very popular. Lots of people were coming over and looking at it and go, oh, that's pretty. And I explained what a book nook was. I'd say about half the people, they didn't know what a book nook was until I explained it. And half of them had one or wanted one. They're lovely. Lovely little idea.
And I couldn't, unfortunately, when I was looking for a book nook with a tractor and I couldn't find one. So if you make book nooks, a book nook with a tractor would be perfect for tractor lovers.
Why? No. You build one tractor.
Says him with a tractor behind him.
This one?
No, no.
Got one in there as well. Got three of them.
That's three now. Not that you're a tractor mad or anything, but yeah.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you very much. Very thoughtful and kind. I will enjoy building that.
Jolly good. Oh, hello. Oh, you've wrapped this up really well. Oh, and it's my size. Thank you very much.
Yeah, cool.
That's brilliant. So, yeah, I've just unwrapped, which, to be honest, it should be, I would thought, under everybody's Christmas tree this year, is an Airfix Christmas jumper.
Yes. Oh,
lovely, lovely, lovely.
Airfix have been really good to us this year as a podcast. I'd like to say thank you to them, too, for inviting me to all those fun events that they did. It was really cool.
Yeah, me too. Mm. They are super cool. That is a splendid jumper. I did talk to Dal, funny enough, about the Christmas jumper at Telford in the very small conversation that I had with him, mainly because he was running away most of the time, if I'm honest. But yeah, very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. I love that. Thank you very much.
Good. Have you wear it and wear it well?
I'm going to put it on right now. Ooh. Look at that. I look more Father Christmassy every moment.
It suits you.
Sir.
I should have got a larger one then.
Well, you know, it's okay. It's like a little bit like a boob tube. It's fine.
It is. Yeah, it's an Airfix boob tube for Christmas.
Christmas boob tube.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Here you go. Try this one.
Right. So I'm looking at a model kit from a company called Fantastic Plastic.
Oh, yes.
I bet they're enthusiastic. This is a resin, metal, and vacuum form. Oh, thanks. Hobby kit.
It's a gift that always gives.
Recommended for experienced modelers with 1L. Small parts, keep away from small children. Gosh. It's a 1/48 scale bubble ship.
Oblivion bubble ship.
Oh, from the film Oblivion.
Yes.
Oh, very nice. Well, thank you very much.
I saw that and it just had your name written all over it.
That's cool. 41 pieces, all resin and plastic. Oh, nice. Thank you very much. It's also got the decals in there too.
Mm-hmm.
You buy a couple of those. It's a really cool model, isn't it? Built up.
Yeah, it looks amazing.
Does it come with the figures?
No, but I thought it would go very well with your bike that you just purchased not long ago.
Yes, the bike that I still need to make.
Mm-hmm.
I have been thinking about that, actually. I have been collecting like little bits and pieces. I bought a detail kit for an F-14 Tomcat. Mm-hmm. So it has all the avionics and stuff in that. And it was really cheap, and I thought all that could be used as detail for the workshop.
Oh. You know? Nice.
Or I could cut open the jet bike and stick some avionics in it. So, like, had a panel and shiz. So, I got that. But yeah, that's really nice. It is jet bikey, isn't it?
Mm.
I have a thing for jet bikes.
It is totally up your street.
Thank you, mate. That's nice.
That's right, bud.
Where the hell did you find that, though? Crikey. Who are these people?
It's the amazing Fantastic Plastic.
Yeah, fantastic.
They've got some great kits, actually. I got to be honest. I had a good right nose through there. Catalogue.
You have a rummage.
There was some notable things. In fact, notes were made.
Interesting. Interesting that notes were made. Okay, cool. Thank you very much. Merry Christmas to me. Yay.
Yay.
Right.
Oh, okay. Let's have a look. See what I've got in this lovely package. It's quite a big box. Oh, wow. Okay. I am looking at a big box that's blue. It's blue. And it
makes the air blue as well, this box.
It does. I'm noticing that already as I'm looking at it, thinking, I'm sure you get gifts from friends, and then there's gifts you get from people that... Anyway, so this is a 1144. It's 45.9 centimetres long and 42.2 centimetres wide. It has a kit number of 04863.
That's the number of the devil, then.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this is the wonderful, highly sought after and very much recommended Boeing 747 and Space Shuttle.
Yep. I've built one.
Yes. Do you know, I think I might use yours as a reference.
Yeah. Do you know what? You could.
I know what, you reuse the base as well. In fact, I might just reuse everything and go, I did it.
I would like you to build this model kit and tell me where I'm gone wrong and why I'm not enjoying it.
Right.
Because I should be. So I wanted you to build it and go, this is what you've done wrong. Do it like this.
Let's open the box and have a look at the sprues. Well, okay, so I've immediately noticed something in which you probably have made an error. Mm-hmm. And the first thing I've noticed is the fact you bought it.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm just going to thumb through the instructions. I'm going to head straight down to the warning section and see if there's anything I should look out for.
Warning.
And it says, only build this kit if you are insane.
Something.
Right. Okay. Well, now I can see why you bought it for me now.
I missed it. I missed that bit. Yeah.
Thanks, mate. I really appreciate that. And I will put that in my stash to head towards in a moment of desperation.
Yes. Well, Merry Christmas. I hope you build it better than I have. You know, when you struggle with a build, you kind of look for help on the internet, or you look for advice and you can't find it, and it kind of makes the whole build a bit worse because you kind of feel a bit lonely, I guess. Ooh, it's a bit dark. It would be nice if someone else was building that along with me, because I've struggled with it. But hey, life goes on.
I think at the end of the day, the joy you'll get out of it will be when you finished it and go, I'm glad I did that.
Yep. Yeet out the window.
Well, I wouldn't say out the window. I'm sure it'll be a pride of place.
It'll go yeet through the door, out of my door, into my parents' house.
Here's a little box for you.
Ooh. A little one?
It is a little one.
Does it rattle? Can I rattle it?
No, don't rattle it.
So that's a compact box.
It is a compact box, yeah. But it's jam-packed.
Oh, okay. So, right. This is Mitch's Military Models. Dun, dun, dun. Always... always a nice logo to see when you're unwrapping a present, to see the Mitch's Military Models logo on the box. It's a C-47, massive one. Oh, the memories.
With shuttle.
So this is the 200mm tall US airborne figure from Normandy 1944, but it also includes a C-47 doorway where this US airborne chap is going to jump out this perfectly good airplane. He's got his fingers on the doors, ready to leap down into battle. And that looks lovely. Did you see Mitch's three models at the Telford show?
I literally walked past the stall and didn't have a chance to stop and talk to him. I really wanted to. And I actually wanted to see this in person too, because this is actually the second version that they've produced. So the first version is with the young gentleman climbing into the airframe, whereas this is actually about to leap out.
Is it the same guy?
It is the same guy, yeah, just in a different pose.
Is it? Ah, okay. Is he just, he just got in and went, nope.
Yep. Oh, no, 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 no.
This is still on the ground.
No one told me how to jump out of a perfectly good airplane. Where's that in my contract? It's a fantastic looking item. Yeah, it's beautiful. And Mitch's military models are sublime. I can't say anything other than that, because I just love what they do. But yeah, this is on my list of lists. But yeah, very, very, very beautiful.
Comes with an alternate arm for either 101st Airborne or 82nd Airborne units.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that changes the patch on there, but it's really cool because the detail on it is insane.
Oh god, yeah, it is incredible.
Oh, it's beautiful. Absolutely. So he's got all this luggage. They don't call it luggage, do they? If you're going to jump out of an airplane.
He's got his luggage. You know.
He's got his carry-on.
Got the Ryanair lady going, it's too big. It's got to go in the hold.
I just noticed the stretched skin of the C-47 has got holes in it. So it's obviously been under fire.
Which again is different to the first version because that doesn't have holes in, and it is a little bit of detail in which I almost missed when I was looking at it and thought, just as I was about to move on to something else, I was just like, oh, hello, and yeah, it does actually make it very dramatic, although it's just a couple of holes, but it does make it very dramatic.
It tells a story, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
We're not training anymore. That's nice, lovely. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, my friend.
Right, your turn. Here you go. Have a gift for me. Here you go.
So this is a small box. It's not about the size of the box, but it's a small box. I'm going to open it up. Let's have a look. Ah! Wow. Okay, so he's given me an old bird, basically. this is the bird toothpick box. The smart toothpick storage box.
Yes.
Nice. I like that. It comes pre-painted.
Yeah, it does. You can get them in three different versions. Yeah.
Yeah. I've got the yellow one here. Although, Jesus Christ, I've just seen three versions. So, just to describe the picture I'm looking at, we've got three birds with three toothpick holders. You've got the yellow one, which is the one I've got, which is really nice. You've got the green if you want one. Or, which Malcolm's got, in fact.
I got the green one.
No, so I got the yellow one. Malcolm's got the green one, and there is a third option of a turd.
What?
Well, it looks like a turd. Oh no! It's still a duck, but it's brown.
What?
It looks like a turd.
It's a baby duck. He doesn't mean it. He doesn't know what he's saying.
Oh, they do penguin ones as well.
Yes, they do. The penguin ones are cute. So let me show you mine. Because I love this thing so bloody much. It's not fair. Here he is. Okay. He's got a lot of resistance to him, so he doesn't.
And it bounces incredibly well.
It bounced off my space bar. So he's got a lot of bounce to him, right? So he goes down and grabs it every fucking time. It's like without fail, the tolerances on this thing is amazing. He'll just do that for ages, forever. Isn't that good?
Cracking.
It's brilliant. It's one of the most fun things. Because you reach for a toothpick, all right? If it's in a little pot, you've got to get the lid and then you've got to spike yourself. Ow. And then you've got to find the thing and get it and grab it. But that experience was not fun. This experience fills me with joy every time I need to reach for a toothpick.
And one thing I'd noticed, when you do reach for a toothpick, you always grab more than one.
Because it's fun. It puts the joy back into that grabbing a toothpick chore.
So that's what's missing from that that 747 is a toothpick removing device of it.
There's a lot of things missing from that 747, and joy is certainly one of the things missing.
Thank you, Malcolm. That's going to give me endless hours of fun.
Once you've got that one, then you can start collecting more. There's one that's like a little pot with a button on the top, and it produces a toothpick when you press the button, which is beautiful. There's loads of different type of ones. There's like little egg things. You lift the top up and they all come out like a spray.
Oh, I've seen those ones. Yeah.
Yeah, all sorts of different types. Guys, if you're, you know, bored Christmas Day, go and check out your toothpick holders. See what options are available. You'll be amazed.
Mm.
And they're only a couple of quid.
My own.
A pack of toothpicks costs more than the dispenser costs.
Does the dispenser come with toothpicks?
No. If it did, it would be really expensive.
I was just thinking, if they're cheaper than buying the actual pack, just get loads of dispensers.
All right, let's have a look. Let's open this up. Ooh, okay. Oh, poshness. Oh, with these fine nippers, you are really spoiling us. How do you pronounce that? Despay?
Despay.
Despay. Despay.
Despay.
Despay. Despay. Or Despay.
Despay. Despay.
Despay. 4.72-inch Pro Ultrafine single edge blade nipper for plastic models. Easy, smooth, clean cuts. It's got a cutting guide. Tips for working with your nippers?
Yep.
Cutting a surrounding attachment?
You can adjust your nippers.
Can you?
It comes with its own special screwdriver to adjust your nippers.
Ooh. Don't cut at an angle.
As well as...
Cut it straight.
As well as a bit of leather as well.
Oh, it comes with a leather pouch.
It does, yeah.
When you're rocking the look.
Oh, yeah. Strutting your stuff with your leather pouch nippers on your side.
Yeah, they do look nice. They're very short. You've got a pair of these, haven't you?
I have, yeah.
The cutting blade part is very short. So the ones I have are just the regular off-the-shelf, cheapy ones. These are a pair of army painted ones, but they're same as others. But the length of these is about 2 centimeters, probably.
Yeah,
maybe 1.5. But the Despay ones, Despay, is much shorter.
They're about half a centimeter. They are very much reserved for fine work. I'm not about to start cutting metal with it and all that sort of stuff. I've got other nippers for that. So a bit of love and care, but. I just love the fact that you can adjust them and they're just right. I don't know why. Just that.
All right. I notice on the daily care and maintenance section of the instructions here, mm-hmm. Do not store your nipper in circumstance of high humidity.
Absolutely, yes.
Do not merge in water.
No.
And protect your nipper with suitable grease.
Yes. It is a nipper that needs love and care and attention, but like I said, they will last forever. Well, I say forever. I haven't had them forever, obviously, yet. But certainly for the time I've had them, they've been pretty good.
Cool. Thank you very much. Very, very useful. Thank you much.
It's my pleasure. All
right, here we go. Do you want yours?
Yeah, go on then. Oh. Oh, I say. I'm not going to shake the box.
No. Well, you can. You won't break these.
Oh, okay.
I've wrapped it too tight. I use too much tape.
Right, okay. Oh, interesting. So this is a set of 5 notebooks. Colour ruled B5.
Yes, indeed. So the idea behind this is when you say you're going to take a note, you can actually take notes because you've got your notebooks.
Ah.
You could have one for different days and all that kind of thing. You can have a special JMC one. And when you take your notes, you can remember me when I gave you one for Christmas. And really, it's a way of saying thank you for doing the podcast with me this year, because it's been fun. Series 3 has been a giggle. And
it has.
It was my way of kind of saying
that it has.
When you take your notes, you think of me.
Been an absolute blast this year. But I do feel very much like it's a managerial tasking, asking thing of when you say make notes, James.
Yeah,
I'm full of Christmas spirit, obviously, and I'm not complaining, but no pens, no pencils. I've obviously got to write in my blood, and that's fine. I'm happy to do that.
If you now look behind you at Clipboard Lady, she has a plethora, a display of pens.
She has a bosom pocket full of pens, all different colours.
Well, you choose a colour.
So I'm assuming I can't reach for said pens in pocket.
No.
Honestly, it is Christmas. Let's move on quickly. So I'm going to give you the last gift that's under the tree.
Oh, it's wrapped well. It's a book. okay, so 1001 one-liners and short jokes. The ultimate collection of the funniest laugh out loud or ridiculous jokes and puns. Thank you very much. That's great. I will brush up on my joke telling.
I actually bought this book to help you improve your writing of scripts.
Can be very useful.
Because this episode, when we did our intros and outros, I wrote them. I was told in very bold letters, lots of puns. So I thought, I will look for the best radio puns there are.
Yeah. Well, that's great. I will use that. Thank you very much. I do like a good pun. And I think that comes when you become a dad.
Oh, yes.
Thank you. Very useful to have a bit of a pun, a bit of a joke in the opening script.
We do, yes.
There's a lot of time to think of those. ChatGPT is very, very helpful this year.
Very helpful. And we'd like to say a big thank you to them too.
Hi, ChatGPT. It's me again.
We've got to the point where you go, oh, God, it's Malcolm.
What do you want now? What's your next shitty podcast about?
That's the gift for this year. Thank you very much. And thank you also for putting up with me this year, having a laugh and a giggle. I was actually, your ears probably were burning earlier today. I was actually talking about just this. One of the things in which I struggle with quite a bit with doing a podcast is reading. I can read, but reading in public, although it's just me and Malcolm, is a trial for me. And there are times in which I don't dislike the idea of doing a podcast. That would be a lie, but I do get quite nervous about it and quite worried about it and bits and pieces, especially when we're talking about subjects in which we've chosen and we've got no guests to fill in the actual real information. You're a dream to do this with, and I love you loads. So thank you.
Oh, thank you, buddy. If it takes you a bit of time to read it, then fine.
Yeah, it's difficult though, you know, when you've gone to bed and wake up in the morning, I'm still here struggling to read out a script.
In the old days, series one, it would take us half an hour to read the opening script.
Yeah.
Now we can do it in 25 minutes.
So the last thing in which we wanted to cover in this particular episode was about this year. And what were your best moments? What were your best kits? What were your best things modeling related? Obviously, those that are listening to us on Christmas Day have got nothing better to do while someone else is cooking the dinner or washing up to write us a comment telling us what they thought their best moments were or best model or whatever from 2023. Let us know. But while we're waiting for your replies, Malcolm, what were your best moments, best models, etc. of this year?
Model related, podcast related, etc. The best moment for me this year was standing in a factory while they were making an Airfix Spitfire, and we were recording a little silly podcast together. Guests of Airfix, surrounded by bigwigs from the modeling industry. That was really fun. Despite where we were and how professional we had to be and well behaved, we still had a giggle and a laugh that when we were discovered the carpet. Do you remember when we found the carpet was on the table?
On the table, underneath the sprues. Yeah.
We were fascinated by that.
Yeah.
Bloody carpet. We were in the Airfix factory and you and I were fascinated by the carpet on the table.
Absolutely. I mean, that just sums everything up really, doesn't it?
So that was really great. That was a really great day out. Mm. That was a really great experience. One that not many people get to do, and I guess we're quite lucky in what we do that we're able to get invited to those fun things and then record stuff and take photographs and bring it to people. So yeah, I really enjoyed that. That's possibly the favourite part of the year, modelling wise. Yeah, what about you?
Well, I'm similar. However, the seeking to get to climb in and out of several different marks and different types of airframes was wonderful. And to be trusted, to be allowed to go on these visits and the gifts that they give us and the opportunity we have to talk to them and other industry people is you can't say it's not a highlight. It's one of the best things that I've experienced this year, definitely. As well as, I'm not going to take any responsibility for them doing the seeking, but it was definitely something that I really wanted. So I'm not saying that, Dale, at all. I know you're listening. And it's great to be a part of something that's meant so much to me over the years in a very, 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 very small way. To help them and to see them flourish is a real kick. A real, real kick. So, yeah, I think that's probably... I'm stuck, to be honest, because that is the top. But it's very closely followed by the Telford experience.
Right.
Meeting people that listen to us and the gifts and gratitude shown to us for us sitting talking a load of waffle for however long almost brought me to tears.
And it's the people that listen to us that make us carry on recording more and more and more and more. So it's their fault, really.
Yeah, you all have to take collective responsibility. Definitely.
So thank you for listening to us. Thank you for continuing to. We will be recording through 2024, just the same, for season four.
I will.
This is our 69th episode.
It is our 69th episode.
Thank you as well for all the people on the guests that we've had on as well. No one's... That's not true. I was going to say no one said no yet. They have said no. People have said no. No and.
Yeah.
They don't have to say no and. They just have to say no.
Yeah.
But we continue to ask, so.
And yeah. Certainly the guests we've had have been enthralling with their tales and stories and stuff. And next year will be a lot more of the same. And a load of amazing people all lined up.
Can't wait. It's going to be great. Look forward to 2024 and more model making. Well, happy Christmas.
Thank you very much, mate. Happy Christmas to you. Happy Christmas to everyone that's listening. And may you all of your troubles for 2004 be the smallest and easiest to overcome.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Happy New Year. And we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
What a year we've had, and no one claws the scene. The decorations are up and just the wrapping paper to clear away. It's the most wonderful time for a beer.
At this time of year, nothing is better than a new box of Sprue to pour over and see just how well your loved ones know what will bring you joy. Just remember, Santa only puts you on the naughty list if he has just claws. It's no joke writing these jokes.
Next time, we'll just be making conversation about other subjects relating to this daft hobby of ours. You've just been listening to Just Making Conversation with...
Malcolm Childs.
And James Giffins.
Follow us on Facebook, where we post some photos, updates and other things.
Find us on Spotify, Amazon Music, iTunes, Google Podcasts, YouTube and all those other social media things.
Let us know what you're just making and what your thoughts are on the conversation in this episode.
Thank you to the following supporters from paypal.me/podcastjmc or patreon.com/justmakingconversation.
Mark Ewing, Daniel Noffle, Paul Gallagher, Chris McLean, Philippe Lafreniere, Johan Frentzen, Mike Beepstucker, Mike Shelley, Mark Harriet, Elliot Capretti, Adam Kieran, Russell Hume, Craig Nichols, Elliot, Robert Lane, Dean, Ivana Bielmolokit, Callum from Micro Machines Podcast, Paint All the Meanings Peter, Brad Warren, Tim, Black Rifle, John Julian, Chuck Mark, Brooke Wahi, Simon, Joseph Gent, Steve Lee, Costas, Mark Ray, Neil Twice, Mark, Mike, Robert, Andrew Jujon, Mike, Jeff, Richard Lynn, Gordon, and eight others.
If you do show your support, leave your name so we can paint it on the roll of honour on the tail of the next episode. Merry Christmas and goodbye.
Merry Christmas. Goodbye.